This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
It is Free Talk Live, the Sunday night edition. The telephone number in the studio, if you would like to call, is 603-283-6160. That number again, 603-283-6160. In the studio tonight, it's myself, the captain.
It's Nikki.
And Richard Rich.
We've been talking about, well, all sorts of fun things. The economy, we've been talking about the libertarian perspective, we've been talking about some folks confusing Republicans with libertarians, and libertarians with Republicans, and
not
a little bit of crossover there.
Okay. Definitely a lot of crossover.
What else have we been talking about? We talked about Joe Biden and his weed lie, or at least, what did you call it?
Truthful deception.
Truthful deception. Jumbo shrimp. What else we talk about? Anyway, you can talk about any of that or whatever's on your mind. You don't have to talk about what we're talking about.
Because he told the truth. It just people read it differently than it was intended.
Yeah, it turns out that the pardon and expungement applied to exactly zero people.
Right. But he did it. He did the thing. It just didn't have the outcome people expected,
you know,
it to have.
Did he or did he not have knowledge of that before doing his conference? I don't know.
I don't think he has knowledge of anything.
I don't think
he
does either, but whoever put together that speech and that particular...
I'm sure they did.
That particular... Yeah,
he doesn't put on his own suit coat, so...
Yeah, he probably has problems brushing his own teeth, I'm sure. But we are a live call-in show, so let's go to Trevor calling from Arizona. Trevor, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, guys. How's it going?
Pretty good. What's on your mind?
So before I get into it, I just say I've been listening to the show for like 4 years now.
Thanks.
It never ends. So keep up the good work.
True.
All.
Seven nights a week.
Yeah, 7 nights a week. Yeah. And then we got Beard Talk Live going on Saturdays.
That's a whole new thing.
Episode 11 was last night. So
you got like three extra bonus hours of content each week.
I'm glad that's still happening. Right. Like, I'm glad that's carrying on. That's great.
Well, when you spend money on a logo, you know that's serious.
All right, go ahead, Trevor.
I've been an avid listener, so keep up the good work with that. But, you know, getting right into what I was going to talk about, I kind of wanted to talk tonight about this, like, little recent incident that happened with not my vice president, Kamala Harris. Now, I don't really know if the media missed it or if it wasn't just caught on Twitter or what happened, but I saw basically virtually nothing about this.
Okay.
But Kamala recently came out in favor of spending taxpayer dollars through a budgetary expansion with HHS and HUD on expanding services for the homeless. And let me tell you, I am mad. I live in Phoenix, right?
And you sound furious.
Yeah, we have a really bad homelessness crisis out here.
Sure.
And due to the lack thereof of of politicians, the homelessness crisis has gotten absolutely insane. And so as a, you know, social conservative and a fiscal conservative as well, I'm a little pissed off, you know, absolutely.
Okay. Hold on for 1 second then, because as a fiscal conservative, is it really the government's role and responsibility to solve this crisis? You said, like, due to government inaction. And I would say, well, I don't want the government to act, and I don't want the government to spend taxpayer money to act.
So, I mean, I think it's the government's job to protect our communities. And right now, when we have the horrific fentanyl crisis going on around here, and we have people sleeping in the street and camping out on the sidewalks and raping children, I mean, I feel like this is a pretty bad crisis, and if the government's not going to do it, then we should get at least some action from our state legislature. minimally, minimally from our state legislature.
You sound like you're very passionate about this subject. What are you doing to help solve the crisis?
In the last legislative session, I actually worked really closely with Speaker Bowers, who's our Arizona State House Speaker, and the Republican Conference, as well as the Democratic Conference, to try to push for legislative action on it.
You're putting Richard H. to sleep, bro.
We passed HB 2557, which was this bill that basically ordered...
So nothing to actually help any homeless people then?
No.
Okay. No. All right. So then you're not all that passionate about this topic if you're not...
What he wants to get rid of the homeless people.
Law and order. I'm passionate 100% about law and order. I think that's a pretty standard issue. I don't understand what you're... What's
the ding, ding, right? A little law and order sound. Yeah, that's what we need there. I hear what you're saying. I think you're going about it the wrong way, though. I don't think legislative action is going to have any impact at all on the homeless, other than perhaps making more of them.
So how do you plan to do it? Because right now you're starting to sound a lot like Kamala Harris with this no law and order type of contact, just throwing money at the problem.
No.
And that's not an adequate solution. You can't just throw money at a problem. I thought we already figured that out.
What's the libertarian solution?
I definitely don't want to throw money at it.
Yeah,
that's for sure.
I certainly don't want to throw money at it. In fact, I think Richie Rich was onto it, where it's not the government's job to house people. It's people's job to house themselves.
But it's the government's job to protect law-abiding, tax-paying citizens from the delinquents and degenerates who are homeless,
but that's
running
not
rampant,
true,
raping children in the streets.
If it is their job, they're doing a very poor job of it.
That's why he's complaining.
So how do you
Thank
hold...
Thank you for standing up for me. It's about time someone understood where I was coming from.
Oh, I understand. So. I don't agree, but I still understand. I'm capable of, like, understanding things and disagreeing with them at the same time.
You know what I think the problem is with how most people in the government is going about solving the homelessness issue is they're not really treating the root cause of why there is a homelessness issue. So, like, Trevor kind of touched upon it with, like, the fentanyl crisis and, you know, drugs play a big role, I think, in why a lot of people become homeless.
Yep.
But it's also, you know, inflation,
yep.
You know, housing crisis. People can't afford rent. Because not everyone who's homeless is a drug addict or whatever.
Yeah.
A lot of people just can't get a job or get one that pays enough to get adequate housing.
I had a friend who was homeless. He had more money and better credit than the rest of us.
Yeah. There's already way more than enough houses in the United States than there are people. So there's enough room for all of the homeless to be housed. So what, Trevor, do you think is the root cause of homelessness?
I think, honestly, it's the allowance that we've had in the society to just let people, you know, we're allowing these people to get addicted to these horrific drugs, right? And we're allowing these people to be these drug dealers and these criminals. And, I mean, as was said before, I mean, yeah, like, as cheesy as it sounds, delinquents of the society. And so, you know, I think what we need to be focusing on is getting them off the streets and getting them either treatment or getting them in jail. You don't want to get off the street? Get the hell out of here. That's, simply put, the best way we can go about it, because we know that throwing money at the problem doesn't solve anything. You want emergency homelessness shelters? Go back to your socialist society, because it ain't going to work here.
Well, either way, taxpayers probably would either have to, you know, pay to house them in prisons or to pay for their treatment if they're on state insurance.
So why don't we do private prisons?
I mean, there are private prisons in a lot of places, and
We don't have to. Why don't we just put them all in private prisons? I mean, honestly, anything's better than
lock up everybody.
I mean,
don't
I just
like.
Don't necessarily think they're criminals, and I don't necessarily think that they deserve to be in prison just because they're using drugs and they're homeless.
All research and successful drug policy shows that treatment should be increased while law enforcement should be decreased, and abolish mandatory minimum sentences. Drugs should be legal, all of them, every one of them. And then those people who find themselves addicted, yes, they should be helped. Hey, thank you for the call, Trevor. Feel free to call again, man.
Wait,
appreciate
it. Hold on. I'm not done.
He is now. Oh, and I hung up on Fred.
So, real quick.
Hey, Fred, call me back.
With the homelessness issue being out on public lands, the problem is that there's public lands.
603-283-6160. How would you solve the homeless problem?
Do you have brain fog or loss of short-term memory? Do you suffer from symptoms of hypothyroidism or adrenal fatigue? Do you have deformative joint disease or candida overgrowth? All of these symptoms are associated with mercury toxicity. Most of the mercury toxicity comes from having had gray or silver-looking dental fillings. It does not matter how old the mercury filling is, it still off-gasses 1,000 times more mercury than the EPA considers safe for human exposure. Just replacing your mercury fillings with non-toxic material is only the first step. Unless you apply an effective detoxification protocol, then your body is still poisoned with mercury for the rest of your life. Green Metal Way supplies the precursor to making glutathione. Glutathione is the number one mechanism for removing mercury and other toxins from the body. Order Green Metal Way and get my free report, Mercury Detoxification That Works. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Honestly, this stuff works. Nick, easy to take capsules. For those who can't handle the liquid drops, easy to take Extendivite capsules do the same job. Karoka Fam, works great. Like Extendivite very much. Seems to work as advertised. Thanks. Arlene, 5 stars. Love this product, Extendivite. Terry W., 5 stars. Can't say enough. Great product. Freya, 5 stars. I just ordered another. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Our Matrix server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com.
Yes, we are.
Why is it and we're back? Why isn't it just we're back? Why is it and?
Because and gives it more emphasis.
I told you, because I stole the shtick from a Saturday Night Live.
Oh, that's right. That's right.
And that's the way they did
now.
It.
I remember now.
Remind me during the break. I'll see if I can find it. I think it finally is allowed on YouTube.
Oh, right, because Saturday Night
Live. At one point, I couldn't find it.
Yeah, they don't like to have their videos on the YouTube. They like to put them on the NBC site.
Yeah.
But I think it's okay on YouTube now.
I
don't think the NBC site is all that valuable to most people.
I often try to look up Dana Carvey's broccoli song.
Yes!
And you can rarely find it on YouTube.
No, it's always on YouTube. That's easy.
Well, it used to not be, and okay. If it was, it would be somebody like with a video camera pointed at their TV.
Oh, yeah, okay.
Yeah,
right. It wouldn't be like a real legit
take what you
copy.
Can get.
Yeah, so
chopping broccoli.
There's a lady I know. If I didn't know her, she'd be the lady I didn't know. Yeah, it's pretty great stuff.
Went downtown.
All right, if you want to hear it, you can look it up. The telephone number here in the studio is 603-283-6160. In the studio, it's myself, the captain.
It's Nikki.
And Richie Rich.
Let's go to more of your calls and thoughts. We have Fred calling from Michigan. Fred, you're on Free Talk Live.
Fred?
Oh, yes, this is Fred Farkle from Flint.
Oh.
Of the Grand Trunk Railroad.
You sound just like this other guy who calls all the time. Sometimes he gets really drunk and he calls, too. His name is Major Payne. Do you know?
Oh, goodness. We must watch out for that blighter.
What's on your mind, Fred?
Well, like I said, the Grand Funk took the name from the Grand Trunk. I just thought that was kind of some interesting rock and roll trivia for y'all.
Like the Grand Funk Railroad?
Dinosaur Land.
Yeah, for those of us old enough to remember rock and roll.
Rock and roll.
I'm offended.
You remember, I remember I gave you that...
Name one rock and roll band.
Ricardo last night. And we got sidetracked talking about Ricky and Lucy.
No, but go on.
Well, you remember the show, Lucille Ball, Ricky Ricardo.
Right? Honey, I'm home.
Yeah.
I love Lucy.
Yep, yep. At one time, the mob had a hit out on Ricky. Seems they got wind that he liked to smack Lucy around with his hot Cuban blood self.
Yeah.
And they took offense to that. And after Ricky was apprised of the situation, he stopped smacking Lucy around, and evidently they canceled the contract. But I thought that was kind of cool for old black and white trivia.
Wow, so the mob is more effective at stopping domestic abuse than government.
How about that?
Weird.
We should turn the mob on the police force with their 40% abuse rate.
The good news is that 40% of the police force abuses their spouse.
Bad news?
Yeah, I know one in town here that was just like that, and none of his cohorts even had respect for him. Sometimes they wouldn't come in when he called for backup and whatnot. He got his ass handed to him in a hat a couple times.
Yeah,
that's kind of cool.
I don't like the term domestic violence either. You're either being beaten or you're not. Like, also domestic violence insinuates feral violence.
I was about to say, it doesn't sound very domesticated.
Yeah,
I mean, there is feral violence. You can go out and get knocked out by a stranger,
right.
Especially if you're in New York.
Domestic violence is like from, what was that old movie where not Rosie Greer, that big linebacker knocked out the horse, Blazing Saddles.
Oh.
Beating your stock. That's domestic violence.
Yeah. All right, hey, Major, thanks for the call. We appreciate you. Moving right along.
Domestic violence implies it happens in the home, which is true.
Or that they've taken it out of the wild and brought it into the home.
Which is also true.
All right.
That's outdoor behavior.
Let's go to Sarah in New Mexico. Sarah, you're on Free Talk Live.
Oh, yes. So, it was a man that worked for our governor's campaign, and then he claimed that she grabbed his ding-dong or sexual harassment.
Ooh.
So he actually got paid $150,000.
Wow.
Like, he got, yeah, so, but so now the...
Wish I could helicopter news, like that.
Well, the news story is that now he ran off to Pennsylvania. He got run out of Mexico. And then now there's his license.
Wait, who did? The guy who was harassed or the governor?
No, the guy that got the payment. I don't know. He moved to Pennsylvania. No, Philadelphia. I think he moved to Philadelphia.
What makes you think he was run out?
Well, I just figured that, you know, most people, he got voted in, and they probably, this is what I'm speculating, why did he move? I have no idea, but he got the money, he moved, but
Mexico
now...
sucks.
And also, 150 grand is a big chunk of change. I mean, if you want to change the scenery, you got 150 grand in your pocket, might
all
as well
of a sudden you have money to move.
Yeah.
Well, but he was on the news, his life is being threatened right now.
By who?
Also a good reason to not be in town.
Well, this person called Angel. And then he was stuttering so bad, the police could not understand what he was saying. He was so terrified. So the New Mexico police told him to call the Philadelphia police because he's over there now.
That doesn't work.
So,
hello, police. I need some help. Great. Call another police department.
I mean, not to drag up old stuff, but like former co-host or current co-host and rarely on co-host went through some similar difficulties with a caller back in the day.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Police did nothing.
Police did nothing. Federal police did nothing. Cross state lines and the feds did nothing.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, he lives in Philadelphia, so he's only right that he needs to call the wherever he's living, paying taxes or whatever.
You would think.
But,
that don't work.
You know, I stick up for my governor. You know what I mean? I voted for her again.
Sorry to hear that.
And the thing is that I think this guy is a scammer, as far as I'm concerned. Mm-hmm. And I don't like all this attack ads. They're still running ads against her about this guy. No, she did wrong. Why did she pay him that money and all this? And it's a good thing that he's getting death threats, as far as I'm concerned.
Sarah,
what a turn for Sarah.
Yeah, I don't know how old you are, but I assume that you've been around long enough to know that these political attack ads happen every year, year after year after year. It's getting to a point where, like, political ads don't even mention, like, what a politician's, like, plans are.
Yeah,
to do or whatever.
It's just against the other person.
Yeah, it's just, this guy sucks because of X, Y, and Z, right? And second of all, you think it's good? You're cheering on potentially somebody being killed?
That's her girl. Governor's her girl.
I don't know about him getting killed, but it was the...
That's what you just said, isn't it?
Well, the threats. She likes the threats, but not all the way.
Right, right. But the thing is that...
Women got to stand together.
I know that... You know, I know Michelle Grisham, and you know what? She is not so desperate. She's married. Why would she want to grab somebody's private?
Because politicians are all power hungry and they think they can get away with it. They think the laws don't apply to them. Hey, thanks for the call, Sarah.
I mean, I think it extends beyond politicians, man. Just more people have more restraint when they don't have the power to get away with it.
Bingo. 603-283-6160. If you had the power of a governor, would you restrain yourself? Give us a call. Let us know. More Free Talk Live coming up.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
USA Radio News.
I'm Tony Maruso reporting. The man who clubbed U.S. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi's husband in the head with a hammer, shouting, "Where is Nancy?" after forcing his way into the couple's San Francisco home, faced charges of attempted murder and other felonies a day later. Police have not offered a motive for Friday's assault on Paul Pelosi, 82, who, according to his wife's office, underwent surgery for a skull fracture and injuries to his hands and right arm. The arrests in Iran match an official narrative that Iran's archenemy, the United States, Israel, and other Western powers, and their local agents are behind the unrest and are determined to destabilize the country. At least 40 journalists have been detained in the past 6 weeks, according to rights groups, and the number is growing. Saudi Arabian stocks extended losses on Sunday, weakened by disappointing corporate earnings, volatile energy markets, and the expectation of the U.S. Federal Reserve hiking interest rates next week. This is USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
These are the sounds of someone taking their eyes off the road. Texting while driving is more than distracting. It's dangerous. Do yourself a favor. Do us all a favor. When you're on the road, stay off the phone. A message from CTIA.
We still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com, and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
Myself. I'm an echoing dual repetitive redundancy.
You can say that again.
I'm an echoing dual repetitive redundancy.
I don't think I could say that once. I'd be like, boo, 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 boo.
All right, say it with me. Echoing.
Echoing.
Dual.
Dual.
Repetitive.
Repetitive.
Redundancy.
Redundancy.
Very good.
Yay.
All together now.
We'll edit that in post and throw it out later.
Right. Speed it up a little bit for me, would you?
We don't have any posts here. Free Talk Live, we're a live radio program where you can call in and talk about whatever's on your mind.
Put that on the podcast.
Yeah, we do edit for the podcast.
Yeah, come on.
Riley, time mark this.
Speed it up. Yeah. Thank you.
We have more calls to get to, and we'll get to them in just a second. I want to tell you that you can join liberty-minded voluntarists, anarchists, and libertarians from June 15th through the 18th for the 7th annual ForkFest.
No Republicans?
At Rogers Campground in the beautiful White Mountains of New Hampshire. ForkFest is a fork of the Porcupine Freedom Festival, which sold out in 2022. For 2023, we're going back to where it all started, the weekend before ForkFest. So ForkFest is a decentralized event, which means there's no ticket cost and no one is in charge. All you have to do to join the fun is reserve your campsite, your RV site, or your motel room with Rogers Campground June 15th through the 18th. You can find out more at the unofficial website forkfest.party. You can also connect with other attendees on the ForkFest Telegram and Matrix chat rooms, as well as the ForkFest forum. Links to those can be found at forkfest.party. We hope to see you there. Again, ForkFest.party. I hear there's some sort of an event going on during ForkFest this year.
What, my wedding?
Oh, I didn't know if you wanted to like brag about it on air.
You know what's funny?
Everyone's invited.
So originally I was going to have my wedding in smack in the middle of Porkfest because I thought it would just be funny to force all my family members to go to Porkfest.
That's great.
But then because of reasons, we ended up doing it the weekend before, which is Porkfest.
Yeah.
And my dad was like, well, thank you so much for not doing your wedding in the middle of a political rally. And I was like, you're welcome. Joke's on you. It's still during Porkfest. So... that'll be fun.
I thought you were going to move it back to the middle of Porkfest.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
All right.
Let's walking down the aisle with tiki torches.
Let's go to
that's
your...
a good idea.
No, don't do that.
Jesus. Especially if there's like a tent or something, right? You know.
Are you not familiar with that reference?
No, apparently not.
Oh, geez. Okay. All right. Let's go to...
talk about it in the break.
Let's go to your calls and thoughts. We've got Mr. Henza calling us from Arizona. You're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, what's up, guys? I'm just calling about the homeless issue in Arizona. I'm in Tucson right now. That guy's out in Phoenix. And I kind of, like, took issue with this guy saying we can't allow these people to be homeless.
Yeah, that word allow is really bothersome to me as well.
Yeah, it just put me off to the point where I just had to call in and be like, well, the Democrats can't allow you to eat cows because they fart and heat up the climate. So, like... it's kind of like a catch-22. I mean, if you start saying that you can't allow people to do things, it's like they're going to cut you off at every corner and say you're not allowed as long as there's 51% saying that you can't do it.
I mean, isn't that what the government does?
Well, it is kind of like, we can't allow these people to be homeless as if, you know, I'm assuming most of them would rather not be homeless and they'd rather have a place to live. So, I mean... Maybe there's a small minority that are like, yeah, I love being homeless. Like, the streets are awesome. You know what I mean? But we can't allow you to not have food and shelter. That just doesn't make sense to me.
The homeless problem is built on so many compounding government issues.
Yes.
That it's hard to parse them all out into a rational conversation without going into the weeds on every little political problem with that entire issue.
I would absolutely have to agree because there isn't a lot of homeless in Mexico where I live normally. So it's kind of crazy to have the ideas of coercion kind of put out there saying, okay, we're going to use coercion to solve homelessness and drug issues and stuff like that, which, you know, always baffles me. That's their best idea that they got out there. There's a great mob of people, a lot of brilliant people in this whole thing, and their best idea is let's force them not to do it.
Right. Yep. You're spot on. I mean, like, at its core, the government created the homeless problem because there are no unclaimed pieces of land where a person could go and, like, homestead and, you know, maybe even form a community of their own, you know, because this land is unclaimed, and so they could go and claim it for themselves.
Well, with zoning laws and taxes, I mean, in other countries, you know, when people need shelter, it's like, all right, let's go build them an earthship or some sort of temporary shelter or something. You can't do that here because of all of the laws and rules and regulation that prevent that.
So we don't have to segue into the article, but do you have the thing I brought in? Captain,
I'm thinking I do.
The homeless. Just read the headline for now because it's hilarious about what homeless people are doing in some places.
Hang on for me.
One of these tabs.
Yeah.
I have too many tabs open. Okay. Jason, what do you have to say on it?
Basically, there's only one spot in the United States that I am aware of that they allow squatter rights where they just don't mess with people, and that's in Slab City, California.
So here's... here's the headline that we may get into, we may not, who cares. Freeloaders, L.A. homeless, infuriate locals by boasting about hooking up washing machines to street power lines and setting up huge 10-man tents on the sidewalk complete with flower beds.
Yeah.
They have homesteaded the sidewalk. They've done it. And connected power.
Oh, that is fantastic. I love that. They do that in Mexico all the time, believe it or not.
I believe it.
They'll take a sidewalk and they'll put up a palapa, which is like a little shade thing, over top, and then they open up a business. And then on top of that, they have squatter rights. So if you can get on land and prove that you've been living there for 5 years, there's a process where you can go and legally claim that land.
Huh.
That reminds me of...
neo-libertarianism.
That reminds me of the guy over here in New Hampshire. What was his name? River Dave.
River Dave, yeah. Yeah, kind of. What you're saying there, Jason, about putting up an umbrella tent kind of a thing and just opening a business, that's how I understand it to work in Mexico, whereas if I decided to do the same thing here in the United States, I might get away with it for a minute, but as soon as the authorities found out, they're going to shut me down because I didn't buy a license and I didn't, fill out a bunch of forms and pay fees to the government and all that kind of thing.
Yeah, sadly, in most places in the United States, you can't just sit on the roadside and sell tamales out of the back of your car. It's pretty sad that these people just can't earn money the way that everyone's
The best
to
tamales,
it.
Too.
Here's the thing, though. You have to caveat that a little bit, because in a libertarian, free market, private property world, they wouldn't be able to do that either, because that sidewalk would be privately owned by someone. And they would have to get the permission of the property owner to do those activities.
Right, but they wouldn't have to get permission where there was no property owner.
Right.
There would be pieces of property that are not owned by anyone.
But presumably, if you're setting up on the sidewalk, there's a building fronting that.
Yeah.
Right. I'm sure you could ask the person. Like, there are, like...
You absolutely could.
Yeah.
Yeah, but getting permission from the property.
But that's what voluntarism is interacting with each other on a voluntary basis.
Got it.
Right? So it makes sense to go, like, ask for permission or, if you're, not going to, maybe you negotiate a deal, hey, I'll give you a percentage of my profits.
It does make sense. It makes sense to go ask for permission. Yes. However, absent the private property owner, we are also advocating for them the ability to do this without permission because the government, quote unquote, owns that property. Right? The government has claimed ownership over it. And therefore, permission not to be asked because it's public and owned by everybody.
Well, that's what the government claims.
That's what they claim. But they've got the guns, and unless you can fight them. You can accept their claim of ownership, or you can fight them over it.
Right.
Those are your two options.
But the truth is, the government does own that property.
Sure. So either get the permission of the property owner, right, or move along, pal.
Jason, do you have more to say? Do you want to hang on?
Sure, I'll hang on.
All right, stand by. We'll bring you back. 603-283-6160 is the phone number here at Free Talk Live. More with Jason Henza, talking about the homeless problem and how governments, do they help? Do they hinder? Did they create the whole thing? We'll talk about that coming up.
Stock market have you nervous with massive fluctuations? With the impact of inflation and the upcoming midterm elections, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. But with Vantage Point, you won't have to guess. Text MONEY to 813-813 to find out how you can forecast market trend changes with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. That's right, 87.4%. Text the word MONEY to 813-813 and find the consistency and confidence you've been looking for in your trading. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. No more guessing when to get in or out of a trade. Text MONEY to 813-813. We'll send you a link to our free live training. Protect your hard-earned capital with Vantage Point.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting the word DEMO, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and text using automated technology or pre-recorded voice about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not a condition of purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text MONEY to 813-813.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief watching the world lose its mind. As we all know, global problems have local consequences. Too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits are in stock and ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats standing in government food lines. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at TeamG'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. TeamG'day.com. teamgaday.com.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
You can stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com.
Yes, come on, everybody out there in Radio Land, say it with me. We're back.
Is that a round of applause?
A round. Yeah.
There you go.
Another round of applause.
Wow.
On the house.
How do I rate? That's pretty awesome. The telephone number here, 603-283-6160. In the studio, it's myself, the captain.
It's Nikki.
And Richie Rich.
And let's bring Mr. Jason Henza back on the line with us. We were talking about homelessness, specifically, I guess, in the Arizona area, but also we, you know, sort of segued into, you know, how government's responsibility and how the homelessness problem doesn't seem to exist in Mexico, how businesses get started in Mexico versus the United States, all sorts of things. Jason, are you with us?
Yes, I am.
Awesome. So what else do you want to say about that or any of that?
So basically, like, We discussed property rights, and in the libertarian world, have you guys ever discussed geolibertarianism?
I have not.
I have not.
At least on the air, anyway, so go ahead.
It's the idea of land being yours as long as you're cultivating it, but if you have, like, say, 100 acres and you're only using 25 of it, and someone comes out and, you know, starts cultivating part of the plot that you have decided to section off for yourself, but you're unable to defend it, does that make that your land still? And do we need the kind of constructs that, like, allow us to own, you know, 22,000 acres or something like that, like where we own, like, half a state?
So
it is kind of a question of homelessness being kind of solved by being more land, because you don't have this conglomerate that keeps buying up all the housing and forcing everyone to pay rent and stuff like that. There's just a bunch of abandoned houses. These homeless people can just kind of migrate to and take care of themselves.
Yeah, occupied ghost town is what I've started, you know, like, referring to that for a while now.
Nice.
I love that idea.
I personally take issue with the land cultivation thing. Like, I hate it as a concept, because it means that you always have to do something with the land, and that reduces any methodology or idea of historical preservation. Right? Like,
right. Well, all you have to do is defend the land. You don't necessarily have to do something with cultivating it, right?
If you're saying defend, fine.
Yeah.
Because at a deeply philosophical level,
yeah.
At a deeply philosophical level, the concept of rights are one of two things, right? That which everybody agrees upon, or that which you can defend. And defense is the part of that that nobody really wants to talk about. You can have as much land as you want, but you have to defend it.
Right.
You know, like I said, the government claims ownership of all the public land, right? And one of two things: we either agree that it's theirs, or we are powerless to take it back. Because if we wanted it back, there's a way to get it back, and they have to defend against that.
Yeah. It's sadly, we enslave ourselves by using their money and following the rules, so therefore the government literally owns all the land.
It does, and I was going to take that one further. Government doesn't just claim to own the public land. The government actually claims to own all of the land.
Yeah.
Because otherwise you wouldn't pay taxes once you've paid off your mortgage.
Yeah. So if you want to claim ownership of your land, right, you either it's yours, you declared it to be yours, and then you have to defend it against encroachment.
Right? I'm curious what Mr. Henze thinks about the sort of the Native American philosophy of nobody owns the earth. That everybody can just sort of roam around freely. And, you know, if you happen to build a place, that's fine. But sort of the same principle applies where, like, you have to be able to defend that place.
Otherwise, white people come and take it.
Well.
Which is what happened.
What are your thoughts, Jason?
Yeah, that's absolutely true. I do prefer that kind of thing, like, where people just don't own land. Because as I start to, like, think about it more deeply, like how much land can one individual own or a group of individuals own and going on like that. And eventually you do get to a point where you create people that are just vagrants that have no place to go, no place to live, and all they're doing is just occupying space that you control, and there's nothing more you can do with it.
Yeah, one of the things, that's why the commies don't like the ANCAPs.
Well, one of the things that I'm sort of getting at here is that it used to be natural for there to be migrant human beings, tribes of them, entire societies of migrant people, and they seem to have gone away. There's no freedom for there to be entire societies that are just sort of migrant.
Because we developed agriculture and we said, you know what, we can just stay here and still be able to eat.
Right, but what I'm saying is...
sort of, these people are now regulated, the migrant population that moves around constantly. They're just regulated through plate licensures and driver's licenses and stuff like that, and they live out of their vehicles and go from point A to point B and living in one spot or another, which is something that I do.
No, I understand that, and there are migrant subcultures, if you will, but... there aren't the massive societies that used to exist on planet Earth, because until, you know, governments came along and said, hey, we own everything and you blah, 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 there used to be large societies of people. Now, I understand technology changes some of that.
Yeah.
However, what if there was enough people who decided that they wanted to live a migrant lifestyle? They're not free to do so because government claims to own all of planet Earth.
Sure.
Yeah, it kind of sucks the way that people are limited.
But again, they would still not be free to do so on the opposite end of that coin, right? If everything was privately owned, they would have to get permission at every stage of the way.
There would ostensibly be land that is not owned.
Possibly. Theoretically, yes. Unclaimed, uninhabited.
They couldn't possibly defend it all.
Right.
Well, but if small numbers of people own small plots of land, right, you could still defend your small plot. And a migrant society would have to get your permission to cross through, pass through, or whatever, all along the way. Or, as you said, there would be unowned parts of the land. Right now, theoretically, if the government isn't defending it, right, they can probably pass through unmolested. Right, there's lots of undefended land, if that's how you want to call it, and feel free to migrate and mill about all you want. Like, Parks and Recreation isn't going out that far, man. You are free to roam.
Well, on the complete opposite end of this discussion would be free market cities, right? It's my opinion that cities would still exist.
Sure.
Not necessarily the same cities that we have or in the same fashion that they exist now, but cities where, you know, hundreds of thousands, if not millions of people would congregate and build things like skyscrapers and, you know, shopping centers and, you know, all of that kind of thing, manufacturing centers, all that kind of stuff.
And a migrant society would still need to get someone there's permission to pass through.
Okay, but I'm just saying on the other end of that, a free market, a private property society, cities would still exist as well. But what needs to happen, of course, is there needs to be a balance between all of the types of human culture. They need to all be able to exist, whether it's a migrant culture, whether it's a city culture, whether it's, you know, a bunch of country folk getting together with farmland or whatever. They all need to be able to exist in freedom. Oh, big silence. Okay.
Mic drop.
Oh, all right. Well, I guess I've done my job. Jason, any other thoughts?
No, thank you very much for your time.
Hey, thanks for calling. Feel free to call again anytime, bro. I know you have more thoughts.
No, I mean, they should all be allowed.
Yes.
But whether you have the state owning the land or private property owners owning the land.
Yes.
Right? Like I said, one of two things. Either they have to get permission to be a migrant society, or the land is undefended and they can already migrate through that area.
Right.
So it's either not a problem or going to be the same problem, regardless of how society is structured.
And, you know, obviously, like, I don't have a crystal ball, and I don't know exactly how this would work out. But I
have a crystal ball.
Nikki seems like the type of girl that would have a crystal ball.
I actually technically do, but what I meant was I'm not psychic. Anyways, you know, it's hard to predict exactly how this, like, free market society, like, voluntarist society would exactly play out,
right.
But I wouldn't foresee any of this being a problem, you know what I mean? Like, I foresee, like, people being to pass through cities and, you know, private property without it really being too much of an issue,
yeah.
And people kind of just being able to live in peace and harmony.
Because the market solves problems. Right, and so when you have a market problem, the market will figure out a way. People, that is,
yeah.
Who participate in the market will figure out a way to solve these problems, whether it's through some sort of contracting, whether it's
It's really just based on communication.
Yeah, it's just communication and voluntary interaction with each other. Something that we can't do until this behemoth of an organization known as government gets the hell out of the way.
Look, when I think of migrant societies, I think of societies that migrate from food source to food source.
Yeah.
And if the food source is undefended, it's already undefended. And if it's on private property, it's going to be defended, and they still won't be able to migrate.
603-283-6160. More of your calls and thoughts are coming up. We've got a couple other items in store for you as well. Hour number three of Free Talk Live is next.
Do you have brain fog or loss of short-term memory? Do you suffer from symptoms of hypothyroidism or adrenal fatigue? Do you have deformative joint disease or candida overgrowth? All of these symptoms are associated with mercury toxicity. Most of the mercury toxicity comes from having had gray or silver-looking dental fillings. It does not matter how old the mercury filling is, it still off-gasses 1,000 times more mercury than the EPA considers safe for human exposure. Just replacing your mercury fillings with non-toxic material is only the first step. Unless you apply an effective detoxification protocol, then your body is still poisoned with mercury for the rest of your life. Green Metal Wave supplies the precursor to making glutathione. Glutathione is the number one mechanism for removing mercury and other toxins from the body. Order Green Metal Wave and get my free report, Mercury Detoxification That Works. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.